Okay. So, the title of my testimony is called Perfect Timing. And the verse that I chose today is John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. It was also the Bible verse on my support letters that I sent out ages ago. So here we go. Hello, my name is Ine Kang, and I'm a reserve leader here at New Philadelphia Pusan. I recently came back from a week-long missions trip to General Santos, Philippines. I will be sharing our team's field report and my missions testimony to you today. I will start first with the field report. Our ministry outreach in General Santos, Philippines was from January 23rd to the 30th. Over the course of the week, we ministered to 9 established churches, a Bible college, a school, a medical center, a high-end corporation, and a shipyard. We held services to encourage church growth and bless individuals as well as their families. The individuals we met ranged from young children to the elderly. Some of the churches we ministered were at remote locations with members who traveled up to an hour by motorbike to attend services. Dirt roads, people. We partnered with pastors of Faith Tribal Ministry, held revival services, and prayed for the sick. Most services consisted of teaching dances to VBS worship songs, praise and worship, a personal testimony from a teammate, a sermon from Pastor Marcus, our team preacher, or other active leaders, and specific prayers for individuals. Throughout the week, we saw 13 people respond to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. 85 responded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And many of those who received prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit manifested under His presence through countless tears and even falling under God's glory. We also saw 205 people respond to healing altar calls. And out of the 205, 54 people confirmed their healings. Yeah, healings took place wherever we went, and we saw many healed from stomach, back, and neck pain. And now I will share my personal testimony. So I spent my last week of January in General Santos, Philippines, visiting local churches, remote tribes, and big-time corporations. We went as a team to minister to the people of Gensan, but in the end, I personally returned with my cup overflowing and without a doubt proof that God's planning and timing on all things are perfect. So it started off at the beginning of our first day visiting villages. The fact that I might be preaching my first sermon that day, it was hanging over my head, just like the rain clouds that day. Hanging over, is it going to rain? Just kind of waiting, hanging out. So the original plan that we had for the first village changed. And now there was an extra sermon that was prepared for that day. And so maybe I wouldn't have a chance to preach. I wasn't afraid at the prospect of teaching or preaching, but at the same time, I wasn't heartbroken at the thought of not preaching that day either, because I knew that my time would come eventually. We were descending a small mountain after ministering at our second village of the day, and our team preacher, Pastor Marcus, asked me to give him a rundown of the points of my sermon. He said, okay. And I said, okay. Done deal. I would be preaching at the third and final village of that day, Riverside Village. On our way to Riverside, the rain clouds that were hanging around all day decided to open up. And by the time we arrived at Riverside, there was a steady rain. We drove up next to a basketball court where the local church had set up a small stage and chairs, and the chairs were nearly empty, and those who had come were huddled under umbrellas. But under the small stage, there was like a large group of little children watching and very curious because we were all praying and warring against the rain to stop. But the rain continued to fall. And at the suggestion of one of our team members, Umbi, Pastor Klar, our translator for the trip, had the children all come together and repeat a prayer asking God for the rain to stop. So through the chorus of their innocent voices, the rain began to change to a sprinkle. And by the time their chorus of Amen was sung out, the rain had completely stopped. So through this... through this small act of faith that resulted in an undeniable miracle, God was ushering in the unbelievers and Muslims of the community by piquing their curiosity. So as we went through VBS, praise and worship, I just felt like I was floating through everything. The crowd that had begun at maybe 20, but hearing the prayer of the children, the rain stopping miraculously, and the joy from VBS and praise brought the crowd to 90 plus. Even though I felt no fear, no nerves, I guess you could say that I was feeling peace over what God had put on my heart to share. So finally, it was my turn. My sermon was about how our God is Abba Father and how he will always be our daddy. Okay. No matter our age or where we are in life. I was going through all my points and making eye contact with villagers who were listening intently. And then my gaze stopped at a man sitting with four other men. They had been sitting away from the crowd, and their body language pretty much just said, okay, show me what you got. But I smiled at the man, and he smiled back at me with one of the most genuine smiles I had ever received. If you know me, you know that I smile a lot. And that I smile at anybody. And if you've ever been to the Philippines, you know that they're very friendly people. But the smile that came over me was something that was surging through my body. And I felt so much joy. That man was there. And in any normal situation, it would have been an incredibly awkward amount of time that we were smiling at each other. My sermon ended, and I wasn't sure if my words had any kind of effect or even meant anything to those who had come. And once again, I just started floating through our time of prayer for healing and then floating through the altar call for salvation. It was at that point in time that Pastor Ching, one of the Native Partners for World Missions pastors that we partnered with, our church. He's very powerful, very anointed man of God. He rose to say that God had given him a word to share. The testimony before my sermon had been about the Father's love. My sermon had been about God as Abba Father. And Pastor Ching stood and challenged the fathers of the village to commit their lives to Christ because no amulet or talisman would be able to protect their families from the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he was referring to John 10:10, which was the verse that I chose for my missions trip. God is funny. About 13 fathers came forward, but again, I was kind of floating through it all. I don't know what I was expecting for that day, but I was just in the state of, is that it? I forgot that this is God's work, and it's never just it. After we had wrapped up, and we're enjoying yet another amazing array of snacks that was prepared for us, Pastor Marcus pulled me aside and asked me if I had seen the man with the shirt that had Abba written across it. What? No. I was looking at faces, not at clothes. He continued on and said that the man with the Abba shirt had been one of the fathers to come forward and receive Christ. Not only was he wearing an Abba shirt on the day that I preached on God as Abba Father and had come up to the altar for salvation, but he was a Muslim that Pastor Ching had been praying for. Wow. As I racked my brain to try and remember where this man with the Abba shirt was, finally clicked. He was a man that I had smiled at and made contact for longer than what social norms dictate. So God's timing is perfect. I wish there was some kind of better way, perhaps a gesture or a color, to try and explain how amazing and how big God is. Every minute detail of that day was according to his timing. How the rain fell, how he had the children already gathered, how he held off the rain, how the Muslim gentleman was present, and wearing a shirt that said Abba on the day I would preach on Abba Father.
Thank you.
And how the verse I chose months ago would also be placed upon Pastor Ching's heart. Later on, we would hear back from the local pastor at Riverside that many knew they had seen the hand of God when they saw the rain stop, and also after witnessing the salvations and the conviction of the fathers who answered Pastor Ching's challenge. God is moving powerfully through General Santos, and I know that by the time I get another chance to go there, it will be completely different. So please join me in your prayers for General Santos, for continued growth and fruitfulness of the village ministries, and for Pastor Ching's ministries to grow in authority and influence in Gensan. While the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, we know that God the Father, that Abba Father, He came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Thank you.